Well, good morning, everyone. Good to see you on this very freezing Sydney morning. We are here to worship God and to give thanks for who He is and what He has done in our lives. If you haven't met me before, my name is Dilan Jassing. I'm the pastor of the church here. Today's service is a little bit different to what we usually have, where we won't have a sermon from the pastor up here. Instead, you have the opportunity to share and encourage one another by sharing how you have seen God at work in your life and in and around you. Perhaps something that God has taught you in the last little while. Now there are a few people who has prepared to share for 2-3 minutes. And they will share, but there will also an open sharing time. If you are prompted to share for a minute or two of how God has been at work in your life, these times are not always good things. Sometimes we see how God has been at work in our dark seasons. So. I invite you to think about it. If you'd like to share, you will have the opportunity later in the service.
Psalm 34. I will extol the Lord at all times. His praise will always be on my lips. I will glorify the Lord. Let the afflicted hear and rejoice. Glorify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord and he answered me. He delivered me from all my fears. Those who look to him are radiant. Their faces are never covered with shame. This poor man called, and the Lord heard him. He saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him, and he delivers them. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the one who takes refuge in him. Fear the Lord, you his holy people, for those who fear him lack nothing. The lions may grow weak and hungry, but those who seek the Lord lack no good thing. Come, my children, listen to me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Whoever of you loves life and desires to see many good days, I keep your tongue from evil and your lips from telling lies. Turn from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are righteous, and his ears are attentive to their cry. But the face of the Lord is against those who do evil, to blot out their name from truth. The righteous cry out, and the Lord hears them. He delivers them from all their troubles. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. The righteous person may have many troubles, but the Lord delivers him from them all. He protects all his bones. not one of them will be broken. Evil will slay the wicked. The foes of the righteous will be condemned. The Lord will rescue his servants. No one takes refuge in whom will be condemned.
Heavenly Father, we give you thanks and praise this morning because you are the awesome and mighty God. You're the God of heaven and earth. You're the God who is near to us, who rescues those who take refuge in him. And Lord, you are the same yesterday, today, and forever, and we give you great thanks and praise. And even today, as we hear from one another, your praises, cause us to praise and worship you and humble ourselves to recognize that you are the great and awesome God. So we commit ourselves to you, we commit this service to you, and we pray, please take honor and glory to your name. In Jesus' name, amen. As I mentioned earlier on, if you have joined between those songs, today is a bit of a different service. We will be doing things a bit differently. We don't have a sermon as such, but we are going to hear from one another about how God has been at work in your life and around you, and maybe perhaps things that God has been teaching you in this season of your life. And there are a few who has prepared to share, but there'll be an open sharing time. If you are prompted to share, just for a minute or two, you don't have to preach a three-point sermon, just a minute or two to just praise God for what he has been doing in your life. So I'm going to invite Tunde, or Shola, is it Tunde sharing? Yep. And then after that, Esther will come in and share. Thank you.
Well, good morning, church. Well, this provides another opportunity to stand before his people and express God's goodness in my life. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 16 to 18 says that we should rejoice always. And at times, this can be very difficult. Going on from there, it says that we should pray continually and that in all things we should give thanks to God, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus. And at times, it seems like a struggle to find reasons to thank God. But that scripture, particularly verse 18, is quite clear, said in everything, not for everything. So at times you may be down, and at times you may be up, but it doesn't matter, our God is on our side. And that has been my story since I met Christ, in that I've had all manner of seasons, and as Paul thought and expressed in the scripture, that we should learn to live in abundance and in penury in like manner. That has been my story, and that's what I'm trying to share this morning, to encourage us, to challenge us, that God remains on our side. So at times, you know, when you meet Christ, it seems maybe the coast is clear, you know, you dip your toe in the water, it's like, let's set sail, it's going to be a whale of a time, but eventually you get there and then the tide turns and the boat is just like when the disciples and Jesus were on water and then the boat was rocking and the storm was raging. But then Jesus was in the boat. So, and that has been my story. And that's what I want to share this morning, to encourage everyone, if you are in similar situation, that trust in Christ Jesus is there. You know, you look at saw the video earlier this morning, the beauty of the world, and I've seen a few. I think I've not dived into the water. I have phobia for water, but I've climbed hills on steps and I've driven not driven, I've been driven to high hills and I see the wonders of the world. And, you know, you see a lot of the splendor of what God has done. But at times you also see the other side of it. But God remains God. And that's the summary of my story. The scripture that Psalm 34 says, I mean, it's just like summarizing what I wanted to share this morning. Thank you for this opportunity. I just want to sing a song, if you don't mind. Just one song. Oh, that man will praise the Lord. Oh, that man will praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men, to the children of men. For his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men, to the children of men. He has broken the gates of brass and called the bars of iron asunder. He has broken the gates of brass and caught asunder the bars of iron. Amen.
Good morning, everyone. I'm not so confident as Tundi, so I just prepare. Anyway, I'm going to start from the beginning of my life. That was a miracle itself. My mom told me that I was nearly 7 months premature baby, 700 grams and 30 centimeters long. At that time, the electricity wasn't very good, was unreliable, even in the hospital. But there was no electricity at home. The doctor said to my mom that I would not survive because of electricity unreliability with the incubator. So my mom said, if that is so, I'll take her home. Then the hard work started to keep me warm and alive. Mom had to wrap me in clothes, newspapers, and put me near the wooden fire stove, or put hot bottled waters around me to keep me warm. And she had to feed me with drops. And for 3 months, I did not gain any weight. Then, later on, I got stronger and started to grow, surviving. At the age of one, I had a little setback. I had polio, and because of that, I stopped walking, and my feet had twisted. And also my eyes and vision got affected. But my mom took me to church and they prayed and anointed me, and Jesus healed my feet, made it go back to normal. Praise God. I was brought up in a Christian family, and at the age of 12, I decided and made a public declaration to follow Jesus by being baptized in the waters. As time gone by, I developed a great urge to leave my country, which is Brazil. So I started to pray about it. One day, this Christian lady came to our house and she did lay hands on me. And while I was praying, God used her in prophecy, and she said that God was preparing something for me. And also, she had a vision that I was in a place surrounded by waters, and an angel was pouring water on my head. I did not understand then what all that meant, but now I know. And God led me here. He prepared and gave me a family here, which was Tony, Dave, and Juliana, my daughter-in-law, Oslem, and a new life that is to come soon, and God's family, in this country where I call home. Long time ago, at one stage, a Brazilian pastor came as a missionary from Boston, USA, to plant a church, and he was given my telephone number by a friend of mine that was living in the U.S. From there, we started the connections with other Brazilians here, and that is how the church was planted in Lushem. And later on, they opened other branches, which is in Kings Grove, and they're still over there now, and even overseas. Praise the Lord. Later, we as a family, we decided to fellowship here in Burwood, which we are still here, of course. And this church became our family church. Many, many, many more blessings has happened to us. They are so many, they are countless, and we are so grateful. I thank the Lord for the gift of life and for the sense of belonging, also for using us for his plans and purpose. And this is my testimony. For God's glory, praise, honor, and glory be to God. Amen.
Thanks, Chande and Esther, for sharing and encouraging us to keep trusting and seeing God. I'm going to invite Jason to join me up here. How are you?
Hi, everyone. Good.
Are we on?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So, Jason, just a few questions for you. What's been happening in the past, over the past couple of months?
We had a Bible study group.
Come here.
In Mandarin, so I would like to talk about what happened and how these people come to our church. Okay, at the very beginning, Roy is over there is looking for a room in number 23A, and me and Delane had an interview with him, but he's at the time he doesn't know any English, so I'm the translator. But make us impressive is he's grown up in a Christian family in China. That is really, how can I say, unbelievable to me, because most, like 99% Chinese people, they don't know Jesus. So we think, he's quite good. And he's had a very good personality. He's, you know, he's easygoing and talkative person. So, but he's very struggling with his English, and he's studying English now. So I wish every one of you can come to talk to him after service, that make his English improve faster. Thank you. Then after he moved into the 23A, he bring his classmates. Yeah, this is really amazing. He bring Holiday, his classmate, and Kof and Miu Miu. And he bring his friend Colin to our church. And Colin bring his friend Angie. And Miu Miu bring his roommate Joy. So we have 7 people finally. Yeah, in our Bible study group. So, you know, I couldn't expect this could happen to me, because I never think I can kind of lead a Bible study group, because I'm not that kind type of person, can, you know, organize something and stand, you know, in front of people and be that, like a, you know, good preaching, like a Delane. No, I never think of that. But yeah, God makes things really, he's amazing, make things happen. And finally, we had eight lessons for the whole course. It's called Christianity Explore. Most of them had a 100% attendance, so which is you know, shocked me. I never expect like that, because at the very beginning I was very under pressure, you know. I always think, oh, what if these people find this is not interesting, you know, or some of them, they are not very good at English, they find this is boring, you know, come to the service, if people don't understand, they feel boring, they won't come, or they are, maybe some of them, they think, oh, this is nothing to do with me, I don't know who Jesus is, and I don't want to. So I was a bit struggling at the beginning. I think maybe most of people will have the same feeling when you approach someone, they may make you so disappointed, because I did the same to someone before, when I was international student come here first year, and we play in the Borough Park, and the two Hong Kongese people come to us and ask us, do you know Jesus? So we are so denied, you know, we are not interested. But what should I say? God make everything happen. Yeah. So that's like almost 20 years ago. So these people, if I still can recognize them, I can, if I meet on the street, I would like to say, thank you very much. You really did amazing work on us. And, you know, they're the seed in my heart and grow slowly. So 20 years, maybe 10 years later, you know, it grows definitely. So these people are really amazing. So the eight lessons, including one day away. So we had a barbecue that day, and we had barbecue together and Bible study. So the other 7 days, we focused on Mark, the book of Mark. So introduce what is the good news from God, which is God loves us, most important, and then who Jesus is, and what did Jesus do, like he teach people, and what authority he has. He cure people, he drive the demons, and he can conquer the nature, the wind, the storm, yeah. And then we studied Jesus' death and how he died, and then he's come back to life. Yeah, so this is a really, really good cause. Actually, you don't need to be like struggle too much, because most of things has been set up, like, you know, you just read the Bible and there are questions and people discuss and answer and share their thoughts. But finally, yeah, we made it. Yeah, we made it. This is very important. Yeah, people keep coming. So, yeah, I'm very under pressure at the beginning, but these people, they keep coming. So, you know, build up my hope, my strength. And finally, I learned the most important thing is, from this course, I learned is, we are, you know, we can't control things. We can't. We're just a person. And we are, how can I say, we make mistakes. People sin. And we are not perfect. But we need to be a messenger. Yeah. We just pass the God's words to the people around us, and that's what we can do. We can't do much, but later God can make things happen. That's really amazing. I never expect that. I never. So thanks God. And finally, I would like to say thank you, Delaine. Yeah, he guide me, and he is monitoring us all the time. And Ed is not here today, but yeah, please say thank you to him, Marie, and say thanks to Ed that Yeah, he is doing lots of work for us. And Katie not here. And Alan, yeah. Alan, yeah, she come to help sometimes. And Katie, yeah, thank you. So, and thanks everyone in our group, the Chinese young people. Thank you for your support. And without you, I can't make this, you know, course. So, finally, I would like to thanks to God and thanks everyone that you've been praying for us. And finally, I would like to thanks to God that He's the amazing Lord. He make everything happen. And, you know, it's unbelievable things happen. So, yeah, praise God. Amen. Just a couple of minutes, I would like to invite Colin and Cole to share a bit their feelings. Yeah. Please. So could you just share a bit how you come to church and why you come to church, and was there anything be attractive to you or what you have learned from the course?
When I come here, I knew a lot of new friends. You are so friendly, and I know the Jesus. Before I didn't know him, and right now I think I will follow him. Yeah, I think it's better, and my life is changing a lot of. Because I have faith. Yeah, I will follow him. Thank you.
Very good. Thank you.
Colin?
I prepared something. Hi, everyone. I'm Colin. I'm 25 years old. First, I want to say thank you for everyone to accept us, new one. Thank you for Jason, Dylan, and Ed to guide our Bible study. Yeah, and thank you so much, my friends Ryan, to bring me to here to know everyone. Yes. I want to share. How can I come to this church? Because Ryan, we meet in the internet. Ryan is very popular in China, TikTok. Yeah. So I come Australia for 5 months, and Ryan bring me here for four months. Yeah. And last a few months ago, we study the we do the Bible study. At the Bible study, after the Bible study, I think God and Jesus is really exist. Because I realize the Jesus is the out of the love of God and saves sinners and to give them to forgiveness of sins and the hope of the eternal life. This is my after Bible study. I like the gospel of Mark. One is the for even the Son of the Man came out to be the minister but to the minister to give his life a ransom for the many. And in my life, no one can even to be able to do this, so I slowly to begin to accept God and Jesus. And at that time, in the Bible study, I asked Dylan a question about why no one became great like Jesus for thousands of years. And the Lamb told me this is a progress, and we need to pray and we need to do a lot of good things so we can end up with the with Jesus. So I remember I remember this and realized it. This is the difference with man and Jesus. Jason and told me we can communicate with God and Jesus by prayer. Yeah, and the Lamb teach me how to pray. Yeah, and in the future I think I can communicate with Jesus and God by prayer. Yeah, yeah. I also ask one question in the Bible study. What is the internal life? And I think if someone remember your name, this is the time, is one of time of the internal life. So I want to remember everyone's name in the future. Thank you. Yeah.
Amazing, isn't it? I mean, something that I'm personally encouraged and surprised how God is at work in people's lives, and something that we, even as a leadership team, didn't see this group forming 6 months, 7 months ago, but God knew and God's been at work, and so we give praise to God. Is there anyone else who'd like to share briefly and then give thanks to God?
Thank you, Pastor. I'm sitting there listening to that that little story and just praise the Lord. Tremendous. Most of you know that Robin and I have been unwell for the last little while. Thankfully, we're coming to the end of what has been a little bit of a challenging period. But even in the midst of that challenge, there's been a couple of positives. And for me, one of the positives has been that at my age and stage of life, I'm very pleased not to have to meet those deadlines and go to those meetings that I otherwise would have had to go to. So I had 4 weeks off not going to meetings. Isn't it lovely? I thought it was great. But another plus for that little period for both of us, I think, but certainly for me, was that it gave me time, forced time actually, to reflect on the Word of God. Rob and I have a daily, almost daily, maybe 5 days a week, a Bible reading and prayer time. And they became a little bit more important and a little bit more to the fore of my thinking process. And one of the scriptures that came to life a little more for me was one from 2 Timothy. And I just want to read you a couple of verses. And this fits in with Jason's experience and the Christianity Explored process that is now coming to an end. All scripture is inspired by God and is useful to teach us what is true and to make us realise what is wrong with our lives. It straightens us out and teaches us to do what is right. It is God's way of preparing us in every way, fully equipped for every good thing God wants us to do. Now, you might think that someone of my age who's been a Christian for over 50 years might not need reminding about that, but I found it moving. And it's of the various passages that Rob and I looked at over that four-week period, that's one of the ones that has stuck in my mind. And it seemed that this morning it might be useful to share with you. So thank you, Pastor.
Anybody else would like to?
Good morning, everybody. It's just been wonderful hearing all those testimonies. But what I've got to share with you seems to be very ordinary and very down-to-earth and practical, But I really want to, listening to everybody, the Lord has been prompting me to share it. Some of you, I think I've already told you about my experience. One of my favorite verses is, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lead not on your own understanding. A couple of weeks ago, Les and I went to shop at Aldi's in Leichhardt. We don't do it very often, but we love going there. And we did a big shop at Aldi's. And after we'd finished, we had a quick cup of coffee, and then we pushed this big trolley up to the car, and we unpacked it. And I said to Les, darling, don't worry, I'll go and get rid of the trolley. So off I go with this big trolley. You know, the Aldi's trolleys are quite big. So I go there, and there's only one other trolley there. So I just pushed the trolley in, and it went running in and jammed in, and I jumped in the car, and off we went home. And then just before we got home, Les said, oh, by the way, did you pick up my mobile? I said, where? He said, it was in the trolley. I said, no, I never picked it up. I said, didn't even know it was there. You know, I didn't see it or anything like that. So without hesitating, I said, let's go back. It's 15 minutes. I'm sure the trolley will still be there because it wouldn't have been filled up, and the gentleman who takes the trolleys wouldn't have got there yet. So I knew that Les was praying on the way because he was in quite a state, because inside his mobile is credit card, FPOS card, Medicare card, pension card, diabetic card, you name it, everything is in there. So panic set in. And I was just quietly praying to the Lord, and I have done it before. I did it once in my life. And there was just a little bit of calmness with me. I thought, no, well, I can't get angry with him because I did the same thing. So back we went, and we got there. There wasn't a trolley to be seen. So I ran down to Aldi's, and I spoke to the lady at the counter, and I said to her, please, has anybody handed in a mobile? And explained the whole thing to her. She remembered me, and she said, no, I'm sorry, but I will go and see the manager. She said, look, go to the security office and then come back to me. So off I went to the security office, and I waited and waited. And anyway, that was also negative. And so all the time, the peace of the Lord was just filling me quietly. I don't know why. I just didn't understand it. So then I went back to Aldi's again, and I said, you know, had she heard from anybody? No. So I said, well, look, this is my name. So I went back up to the car, and I said to Les, nothing. And I don't know why I did it. I just went, and I opened the boot of the car, and just to check that it wasn't lying in the boot of the car or something. And an incredible sense of the presence of the Lord. Now, this isn't... Honestly, it hasn't happened to me before. I had this sense, there was no voice, nothing like that. It was just this a sense that came to me. Pick up your phone and phone Les's phone. Now, it hadn't entered my head to do that, because I thought, why would somebody, if they've taken your phone, answer the phone? Because there was a little bit of cash in there. But I did it, and I just stood there with the boot open. Les was in the front of the car, and I dialed Les's number, and the man's voice answered, and I was so shocked. At first, I didn't know what to say. I said, hello, you've got my husband's phone. And he said, I found it in the trolley. He said, I take the trolleys. He said, meet me at Aldi's. So I just slammed the boot down, and I just said, thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. And I ran down, and I waited outside of Aldi's just a few seconds, and there came this young man pushing about 10 trolleys with Les's mobile in his hand. And he gave it to me, and I said, thank you. I'm so grateful. He said, no, I want you to check inside. I said, I'm not going to do that. I said, you were honest enough to answer the phone. I said, I trust you. I'm not going to open the mobile. He said, please, I want you to check it. I said, no, I'm not going to do that. I said, God bless you for your honesty and faithfulness in doing this. He looked a little bit surprised, but I just wanted to share that with you, to know that prayer, I know we're sometimes told God says yes, sometimes he says no, sometimes he says wait. But this was, and we've been doing prayer in our Bible studies, and this was like an instant answer to prayer. But I can't explain to you that when I opened that boot, the sense of the presence of God saying, pick up, just phone that number. So don't ever give up praying. Don't always believe that God loves you. He hears you no matter what. Prayer is so important.
Anybody else would like to share? You've got a couple of minutes.
Well, this happened a long while ago, but Bev sharing, and it came to me as we watched that incredible video, and I'm just reminded of how great our God is. Some of you know we were in WEC for 15 years, many years ago, and in 1972, Kel was to go to Germany for the some big evangelism conference, and it was for 12 weeks. Now, we lived by faith. We weren't on an income, and a couple of weeks before we were to go, he was getting anxious because we didn't have a lot of money, and he was worried about the rent. We had to pay $40 a week on the little cottage that was at the back of WEC headquarters. So the time came for him to leave, and I can remember with a deep sense of peace, I said to Kel, look, he's never let us down. We've trusted him all these years. He'll look after us while you're away. We had four young children at that stage, and this was a big thing for me, for him to go for 12 weeks. And we got to the airport, and we had enough rent for 2 weeks. And he was a bit concerned that he was leaving me with this. And I said, we will trust God. He will undertake and provide. So as the plane was just going out, I saw one of our board members come running along, and I said, oh, Ken, you've missed him. I thought he'd probably want to give Kel some money or a gift or something. And he said, no. He said, I'm here for you. He said, I don't know why, but he said, God laid an amount of money on my heart this morning to give you. And he said, I've just made it to get here to come. And he handed me an envelope, and I didn't open it until I got home. And when I got home, there was $400 in it. Now, that doesn't sound a lot today. It's probably worth about $5,000. But that was enough for the 10 weeks of rent at $40 a week. Now, he had no idea that that's what we paid. But I just want to share that with you, and especially you young students who have just come. Trust God. He never lets you down. And the wonderful thing to me was just listening to Bev, it's the little things sometimes where God steps in amazing ways and just encourages your heart. And for me, I remembered that this morning, and I just felt I wanted to share that with you. Keep believing, keep trusting, and when he gives those promises, like Trundy said, be anxious for nothing and pray and give thanks for everything. So let's do that. Let's remember to thank him. Thanks, Dylan.
Any final thoughts, words? Just to leave you with a thought, kind of capture everything together. There's a story in 2 Kings chapter 6. Probably if you know your Bibles, you know this one. Elisha and his servant, they're sleeping in their tent. And the servant gets up in the morning, and then he walks out and he sees this house is surrounded by enemy armies and troops and chariots, and then he panics and he has this oh no moment. He goes to Elisha and says, oh no, Lord, what shall we do? And because he's surrounded, they're surrounded, he doesn't know what to do. And then Elisha says, don't be afraid. There's more people with us than with them. More with us than with them. And one of the things that Elisha prays is, he doesn't pray, God, please send your armies to defeat these enemies. No, he says, Lord, please open his eyes. Lord, please open his eyes. And that's what God did. And God opened the servant's eyes to see that there were angels of God surrounding the place, and they were outnumbering the soldiers who were there. I think the thought that I want to leave you is, you may even this morning have those oh no moment, what shall I do moments in your life. It might not be a sickness, it might be a worry about the future, it might be a worry about the past, something that's going on as even what Bev and Jeanette shared. Oh no moments, what shall we do? I think the reminder is, God is with his people, as we read in that Psalm 34. He is surrounding his people. If you take refuge in him, he says, no one will be condemned. And our simple prayer should be, Lord, you are with me. You are with us, around us. Please open my eyes to see you. See you at work, in and around us. Because he is at work, even in the non-working thing that we see. He is at work. And then sometimes you need to go a few steps further to look back and see how this has happened. And this has been my experience. I don't have the time to share how everything worked out with my dad. But let me tell you, he was dying about 3 months ago. Everybody was preparing a funeral. Now, when we went this time, he's sitting there reading his Bible, singing psalms, walking around really well. And then yesterday I spoke to him and he said he's up to Numbers. He's reading from Genesis to Revelation. He's up to Numbers. He's gone through Leviticus, which is fantastic. So praise God for that. But there's been a lot of oh no moments where we've seen God's hand at work. Amen. Praise God. Let's pray before we go. Our gracious, loving Heavenly Father, as we've just sung, our gracious Master and Lord, assist us to proclaim your wonders, your praises, wherever we are, so that, Father, people will hear your praises and they will start following you. And Father, we ask this for your glory, and we thank you for everyone who shared this morning from their heart what you have done in their lives. Lord, we pray and ask you, Lord, you continue to reveal yourself to them and to each one of us, wherever we are. And as we go out from this place, may your love and the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit remain with us now and forever. Amen. Amen.